InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. We got lots more to do as we rock the health world every week here on GCNLive.com. Check out the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. If you want to know what's going on during the week, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 Eastern, and repeating throughout the day at naturalnews.com, go naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. Sign up for the email alerts. Also, I'll have news about a tremendous seminar called Be Prepared, Not Scared, talking economic survival with my dear friend Mike Adams of Natural News and I, conducting a seminar March 20th. Spaces filling fast, limited opportunities. I'll get you that information. I'll tell you right now, go to naturalnews.com/economic survival, and you will see the update there. If you'd like to participate, this is going to be a life-changing seminar and in a very, very positive and empowering way. Grateful for the opportunity to let loose on information we can't do over the airwaves. Too hot, too intense. The government would censor it. We're not going to have that happen. We're going to push it right to the edge and push in the First Amendment for all it's worth. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. Thank you for being here. We'll have a moment of dud later this hour about cancer patients on opioid drugs. You will not believe what they figured out. Another study. Also, government backing futuristic flu shots. Is that what we really need the government to be doing? And what else we got on tap here? Oh, my gosh. The sunlight issue keeps coming back. Vitamin D. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, you know, every once in a while I share some stories of the kids. I can't help it. You know, I was out there, my little girl, she's 5 and a half. She's playing on a baseball team. That's right. They didn't have a league young enough for her. So it's supposed to be like 6 to 8 years old. And they let her on. She did her tryouts and they said, okay, this girl's faster than the 8 year olds. We'll let her on. And it's funny. I was at their practice the other night just watching. It's just fun. They're, you know, they've got a coach that's like a military guy. He's very tough on the kids, but you know, let me just say this in a loving sort of way, because you watch this guy, he really, really does love kids. And, you know, he's patient, takes the time, but he doesn't take any crap from them either. And these are the toughest little kids to coach because they want to be playing in the dirt. They want to be looking at what's in the grass. Is there a bug? I mean, at that age, you know how it is. And so, you know, my little girl out there playing in the dirt occasionally, and she's out there at shortstop, and they're pitching to the other kids. It's kind of a rotation through. They're going to pitch until all these kids get a chance to hit. And most of them are not very good because they're young. They're just learning. And so, bam, another pitch, miss, miss, miss. And one of the kids was out there. I think he's a six-year-old, maybe seven-year-old boy. And just pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch, miss, 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 miss. And I'm concerned because the kids out in the field are just going to get bored out of their minds. Baseball can be pretty slow, but it's 100,000 times slower when you're 5 and a half years old. So I'm looking at Ariana. It's like, I hope she can handle this and not create too much of a ruckus. After all this was going on, suddenly she blurts out, hey, I know why he's missing the ball. I know why he's missing the ball. He's moving his back foot. He's moving his back foot. And there's another dad in the field looking at me, and we're just scratching our heads laughing. It's like, where's she coming out with this? And sure enough, it's exactly what was happening. You know, why am I sharing this story? I mean, it's not to brag about my daughter. That's not the point of this. It's just, for me, I'm observing these. I always observe life, observe kids, see their behavior. And I'm thinking, how is this 5 and a half year old girl just watching this kid batting and actually sees what's wrong? And, you know, the coach next to goes from the pitcher's mound to the home plate and talks to this kid and says, hey, you're moving your back foot after my little girl says it. That's the funniest thing ever. And I asked her after practice, I said, how did you know that that's what was happening? So I was watching Daddy. And the The coach had taught us about that. Plant your back foot, plant your back foot. And I guess, you know, the point of this story is, as I said, I raised these kids organically. I don't allow modern medicine and big pharma to interfere in their neurological development. And so the powers of let's say, observation are fully engaged and fully capable in a child that has not been destroyed by vaccination. And it's not to say that kids that are vaccinated can't notice these things. Come on, man. Think about it. There's mental acuity. If you have a kid that is not loaded down with heavy metals and not damaged with the gut, creating all kinds of deficiency diseases, do you think that the nervous system and brain development might be enhanced in a child? Especially on top of that, a kid like mine or that yours, that you're feeding them cod liver oil, fish oil, like from Nordic Naturals, that can actually have the essential fats, the DHA and the EPA necessary for sustenance and brain and neurological development. Is that not, am I being unreasonable pointing this out? It was an unusual thing to witness. If it was anybody else's child too, I would want to know why. I just happen to know why in this case. In addition, recognizing that there are a lot of, let's say, potential assault from the, well, just literally breathing the air, much less the food if it's not organic, on the intestinal tract. We talked last hour with Stephen Huer about the damage, whether it be gluten intolerance or otherwise, to the gut and the liver, and how it relates to the then inability of the body to produce the glutathione necessary to detoxify from these toxic poisons, metabolic waste. And if a child has liver congested, of course, it's never diagnosed by the doctors. If a child is suffering with liver congestion, it's not going to be acknowledged as even a real issue within a pediatric professional practice. You know, you come to the pediatricians, and basically all they're about is measuring the circumference of your head and making sure that you get your shots on schedule. And, of course, when you stop, when you realize, mom and dad, how dangerous that the shots are to begin with, and then you have the audacity to tell your pediatrician that you no longer want them or you want them on a different schedule. Now we're hearing stories about pediatricians firing their patients. I'm not going to treat your little daughter, your little son, because you won't give them the shots that I feel that they need. Feel, emphasis, feel, because they haven't done the research to recognize the danger, and they are medical collectivists. Your pediatrician is likely a collectivist. Did you know that? One step removed from communism. Yes, medical collectivism rears its ugly head from birth with pediatricians who believe in the concept of herd immunity. And then if one child sticks his or her head out of the herd because of developmental, let's say, abnormality. What is developmental abnormality in 2011? It is the fact that a child can see clearly, can think clearly, is not a sheeple, and can point these things out. Now, it could be cute and an anomaly, but in school and government indoctrination centers, they'll try to put those kids on Ritalin because they can't stand to be part of the herd. They are not like cattle, nor should they be. And so if your pediatrician demands that you get shot up, your child, or he will fire you, say goodbye, sayonara, find another one, or wake up and realize that pediatricians are not necessary for child rearing. That is another programming system. A system that programs your mind to believe that it is impossible to raise a child without a child doctor trained in the allopathic medical field. That monopoly has done bang-up job in basically programming our viewpoints on raising children. My good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talks about this as a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine. She says, why do we have to have a pediatrician for every child? Granted, there are abnormalities that can occur, but largely due to nutritional deficiencies, moms not understanding the role of selenium, sea vegetation, chromium in the protection of the chromosomal integrity of the developing fetus, folate, all of these things protecting the child and its integrity as it develops in the mommy to come out into the world. And then once out into the world, what do? We assault them with toxic medicaments, vaccinations, for which we basically condemn the child to being less than he or she potentially could be as a spiritual being. And I know that we can't harm the spirit permanently. I mean, it lives on, it's indefinite, it's infinite. I mean, that's a different story altogether. But the ability of our spiritual selves to relate to the physical universe depends upon the health of our body. If we have corrupted the neurology, the biology, the physiology, due to toxic poisons. Inevitably, the soul that inhabits the body is unable to communicate as clearly or receive communication as clearly within the confines of the clay that we are given, the temple that we have been given, the life that we have been given. And so the assault on the body is an assault on the spirit. And yet, it is ignored by modern medicine, which is a purely mechanistic viewpoint of the body. They cannot handle the concept of energies beyond that which they can see and feel and measure and test in a blood test, for instance. And although there are many doctors that have outgrown their training and have removed their horse blinders, you must recognize that the paradigm of allopathic medicine is one that is very limiting. The whole concept of creation is not part of their training. It is all about chemicals, manipulating chemicals and levels. Outside of setting a bone that has been broken, it's a radically dehumanizing method by which we subject and limit the spiritual experience of humans to the physical body, of which we are much more. Much more, and I acknowledge it here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm grateful that you would be with me to join me on this journey into health, freedom, and healing like no place else in media. Again, we got lots more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, and I'm glad you're with me. Check it out at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. Like I said, there's a big, big event coming up March 20th. Space is limited, and it is filling up fast. Mike Adams and I, be prepared, not scared, talking about economic survival in the face of the Ben Bernanke-inspired collapse of the dollar and what it means to you. In fact, we're going to go for that a little bit in the next segment, talk about what is a dollar and how it relates to the future of your economic freedom, much less prosperity. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, sometimes I never know which way we're going here on the Robert Scabell Show. That's okay. I mean, that's just the spirit moves me. And the story of my daughter there, as I said, it was just a unique thing, one of those cute things you watch, but you try to, you know, place meaning on these things. Just imagine if you were dreaming a dream at night. You wake up and you're like, what the heck does it mean? I mean, try to look at life that way and understand that there's a deeper meaning to everything that happens in it. And, you know, she wasn't being bossy or mean or I'm a bit smarter. It was just an innocent child going, hey, I'm trying to help out like coach. And it was cute. And, of course, I want to see more of these kids in a functional place to where they can observe and utilize their powers of cognition at early ages to basically see things we don't normally think kids can see. And that's a good thing. I mean, there's a lot that we have to do to remove those obstacles for the free flow of information to occur once again. I've talked about it in terms of communication from a cellular level and out to the global scale. You know, if we shut down every neurological transmission, if we shut down every emotion and even every physical pain transmission via drugs, it doesn't take long for a child to learn that it is not good to communicate. In fact, the thing is, if I have an urge to communicate, I shouldn't. I should shut down and be quiet because that's what mommy and daddy told me. That's what the doctor showed me to do. And, of course, then you have a whole planet that cannot communicate or people on a planet that cannot communicate. Look, the planet's communicating too. Good Lord. You see the changes going on here. It's trying to let us know, man, you can't live this way. But yet we don't need Al Gore and nonsense about global warming dictating to us how to live our lives from above. We need to understand that from an interpersonal basis and a personal basis. How can we live our lives in harmony with those around us? And if we can't figure it out on that level, we're never going to figure it out on the macro scale. You know, the whole idea of all politics is local. And, of course, you can't help somebody fix their problems until you fix your own, right? Your own backyard. Deal with what's going on. And you've got the nonsense of empire and nation building and spreading democracy, a form of government that we aren't even supposed to have here in a constitutional republic, which once stood for principle. And we'd like to see it return to that principle, and that's what we're encouraging here on the Robert Scabell Show every week. Now, there's an interesting aside related to principle here as Congressman Ron Paul was grilling Ben Bernanke in the brief time that he was given to do so, asking about specifics related to the economics, the quantitative easing, inflation and such. And he asked a very pointed question. I covered this a bit on my show during the week, but for my Sunday listeners here on GCN Live around the country, up there in Alaska, everywhere, I think it's important to cover this once again so that we don't fall prey to the wizardry of the international banksters and their ability to pretend with their magic wand that they know how to set the rates and control the money supply and just manage the economy on a global scale from a central office, not subject to any kind of reasonable audit to know what the hell they're doing over there at the Federal Reserve, leading to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. So here it is, straight from the hallowed halls of Congress, Ron Paul questioning the brief version of it, Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, helicopter Ben, about just what is a dollar? What is a definition of the dollar?
Gold is the true long-term measurement of value. So how can you run your operation without a definition of the dollar? And what is your definition of a dollar?
You raised some important points, Congressman. Our mandate is maximum employment and price stability. My definition of the dollar is what it can buy. Consumers don't want to buy gold. They want to buy food and gasoline and clothes and all the other things that are in the consumer basket.
Good old Ben Bernanke. Is he Harvard egghead? I don't know. I mean, this guy says with a straight face, the definition of a dollar to me is what it can buy. That's like saying the definition of a chicken is what I can exchange for it. Or the definition of a quart of oil is what I can exchange for it. I mean, name any inanimate object you want. Well, what I can do, what I can trade, a basket of things. If people want food. Of course they want food. What does that have to do with the definition of a dollar? And then others will say, well, it doesn't matter what a dollar is. It's just a unit measurement pulled out of thin air or from the Thaler, the Thaler, from history. But it ignores the constitutional definition that still exists that relates back to the Coinage Act of 1792, which was very specific about how many grains of silver or gold are in what is called a dollar, whether it be $1 or $20. Why is that important? Why is that important? Because it represented something very specific that could not be monkeyed with unless they were willing to clip the coins, which is another form of inflation. That is, the value becomes less and less. If it doesn't represent, if the Federal Reserve note dollar doesn't represent anything in reality that can be pinpointed on a dartboard or a definition in a dictionary somewhere, that means it can mean anything, whatever they say it is. And if you've ever, you know, read the Internal Revenue Code and they say round to the nearest dollar, how do you even know what that is? There's no definition of it. Find it. Go ahead. I dare you. And of course, that way as well, the theft that occurs, not even via official taxation, through the printing of money, the inflating of the money supply, which results in higher prices, by the way. Inflation is not increasing prices. That is a symptom. And just like modern allopathic medicine treats the symptom without regard for the cause, Ben Bernanke not only creates the symptom, but then pretends to treat it by giving you more of the same. What is the definition of a dollar? Some people will say, right? Ron Paul, he's so anachronistic. I mean, he's going to things that don't really matter. Oh, do they? How hard do you have to work to earn that indefinable Federal Reserve note dollar to find that it buys less food, Bernanke, that it buys less fuel, Bernanke, that it buys less housing, Bernanke, anything and everything you can imagine, even with the so-called price deflation, which they're desperately trying to avoid by propping up the artificially high prices of housing that the average person cannot afford without going into debt that can never be repaid, much like the federal government. Borrowing and spending, printing and spending, taxing and spending to the point where the debt is untenable and then inevitably will have to be repudiated, even though Senator Rand Paul said they're really not talking about repudiation. They don't want to. The death knell of the federal corporate government, which may be a good thing. Then we can restore de jure governance. These United States of America could flourish once again outside of the realm and purview of the international banksters who are scamming us into a debt that our children are now enslaved to and grandchildren as long as they are party to that debt. But how is it that you can make them party the debt? What was their crime? Being born? Not only do you want to vaccinate them, you want to smear them, cover them in Federal Reserve notes that will be less and less and less valuable as they grow. They'll work harder and harder to get less and less and demand more government intervention from that which was caused by government intervention, the value of the dollar. Good Lord. I've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I appreciate you indulging me in a little economic and political healing from time to time as well. RobertScottBell.blogspot.com. Rocking the hills, world. More powerful healing after this break.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Of course, the old saying goes, it's darkest before the dawn. And I was, as I was covering this story about Bernanke defining the dollar as whatever it could buy, and of course, in law, you can't just willy-nilly make up definitions unless you're trying to manipulate and control people into believing things that are not true, which the banksters absolutely want to do. But not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We see through it. And as we talk about this issue, the Utah House passes a bill recognizing gold and silver as legal tender. Wow, what is going on out there? It looks like the Liberty Movement has got some legs here. Ron Paul sparked a revolution and is just not quitting. From the article here on Fox News, Utah took its first step Friday toward bringing back the gold standard when the state house passed a bill that would recognize gold and silver coins issued by the federal government as legal currency. Gee, whatever happened to that? No state shall make anything but gold and silver a payment for debt. I mean, this is basically, it's never been overturned within the Constitution, never been nullified out of the Constitution, and yet now we're having to have state houses actually acknowledge the legality and the lawfulness, if you will, of paying debt to public and private with gold and silver. Imagine that. Now, I just want the freedom to be able to choose whatever you want to use. It seems reasonable in a culture that prides itself on freedom that that would go. And in Utah, the House voted 47-26 in favor of the legislation that would also exempt the sale of gold from the state capital gains tax and calls for a committee to study alternative currencies for the state. Hey, There's a waking up. There's a shift in consciousness. People are recognizing the danger of the central bank, just like Thomas Jefferson warned us so long ago. So what would happen if you were free to choose the kind of currency you wanted to use, gold, silver, paper, whatever, and that adults had to be adults and actually interact and make decisions about accepting things that they perceive are valuable versus that which central bankers perceive and mandate to be valuable through legal tender laws? Do we need legal tender laws? Do you need to be told what to use in exchange for your goods or services? This is really a wake-up call for America that kind of went backwards over the last 100 years, from adulthood to infancy and childlike dependency and the ignorance of history that would revisit us in regards to those that would want to be slave masters over the people, as opposed to having a country that flourished in liberty, that understood that it was going to be necessary to have to deal with freedom in order for the country on the planet that was the first perhaps in history recorded to identify individual liberty as something that was valuable and basically crucial to defend, and where the people were the sovereigns, not the government, not the king, not the queen, not the emperor. But now we have the emperor in guise of Obama and Bush before him, ruling by fiat, ruling by executive order, making it so that via legal tender laws that you can only basically use paper, and we control it, we print it, we control the horizontal, the vertical, you have no control over your economic future. And we can rob you of the value of that which you've worked for and saved just by the ability of us to print money, again, from the Bernanke-led Federal Reserve System, creating a disease where no disease needs to exist. Again, this is the reason why Mike Adams and I feel so impassioned to bring out this information with a very special online seminar called Be Prepared, Not Scared, related to economic survival, because things are changing. They're changing rapidly, and you need not to be caught so-called flat-footed without an understanding of how to navigate a new terrain. Because even if they were to continue to try and mandate and force these legal tender laws, the inevitability is eventually foreign governments, foreign countries will stop accepting the Federal Reserve note, phony dollar with no definition, as a basis by which they will trade and be the reserve currency of the world. What happens then? Freedom may be restored, but in the meantime, it could be rather difficult. So we need to know how to do that. Go to naturalnews.com/economic survival, and you'll see more information about the seminar upcoming March 20th there. Lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show on all levels. Coming back with more powerful healing after this.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's regime striking back at opponents, forces launching a powerful attack on an opposition-held city close to Tripoli. They also used tear gas and live ammo against protesters in the capital. President Obama says a slight dip in the unemployment rate in February is a sign of continued progress. The 8.9% jobless rate, a two-year low, down from 9.0 in January. Obama says the latest numbers show the economy has added 1.5 million private sector jobs in the last year. Thousands of Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes them. Here's Robert.
From the money that the government doesn't even know what it's supposed to be, to the way they use it, all leading to more disease, more economic enslavement. Now we get word the government is backing futuristic flu shots. That's right. Right here on the Robert Scabell Show, we're going to talk about the fallacies like Westworld, Future World. When are the robots coming to save us from flu? Hell, just turn everybody into a robot. Then there's no microbial concern. Of course, they even have named viruses related to computers, so that's not exactly true. But the U.S. government is pledging $215 million, and it's not a dollar, as we know, as much as $375 million, to two biotechnology companies working to pioneer faster, more efficient ways to make vaccines for influenza. I wonder how they lobbied to get such a sweet deal. Wouldn't you like that? Yeah, throw me a couple of hundred mil. I'll be able to take care of your phantom flu threat, no problem. And they go back to H1N1 swine flu sweeping across the country in 2009. Oh, man, never acknowledging the gastrointestinal distress, the liver congestion, all of the things that really make your immune system susceptible to all kinds of overgrowth, whether it be bacterial, fungal, or viral replication within your body. Now, for too long, they've been relying on chicken farms run by vaccine makers like Sanofi, Aventis, GlaxoSmithKline, and Novartis. Now, we're looking at new ways, high-tech ways. We're going to change this. From when Jonas Salk injected the first flu shot in 1943, now we find he's a Nazi doctor, revealed, experimenting on humans like guinea pigs. Hey, how about them eggs? You want a tip? Don't eat them eggs. And them eggs are being used for culturing flu shots, but of course, that's the whole point of this futuristic flu shot the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services awarding two contracts to biotech companies working with genetic engineering, working with insect cells. I mean, this is some weird stuff. The island of Dr. Moreau coming back to out of the movies and out of the books into reality here in 2011. United States government investing in high-tech, universal flu shots, never acknowledging the real cause of the flu. I mean, it's getting so far beyond absurd. I mean, do you believe anything the FDA says or does? Do you believe anything that the Obama administration says or does? You do so at your own peril. They don't understand why disease occurs, and they purposefully want to keep us ignorant of those reasons if they do know them, even as evidenced by their, viewpoint to, well, if we just had the magic flu potion we can inject into everybody, we can prevent the pandemic that, by the way, was caused by the environmental toxicity, nutritional deficiency, chemical munitions exposures, experimental vaccination campaign that preceded the 1918-19 flu pandemic, Spanish influenza, that they always point to in regards to we're only out to help you. If we can only divert some of this funny money that we print up or borrow or tax you out of, and we can direct it to a biotech firm that has lobbied us, and you're going to see the revolving door between, once again, FDA, Department of Health and Human Services, and these new biotech companies that will become multi-billion dollar organizations thanks to the generosity of taxpayers who are not given a say-so in how to care for their own health. Nope, you must bow down to the federal government and the biological mysticism. That's the Church of Modern Medicine that has purchased government in order to protect yourself, and no other means by which are you allowed to know or act upon in the prevention of disease, including influenza, which is so easily prevented if you would just listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, care for your health, eat right, detoxify your body, and take silver hydrosol because of its virostatic activity. It stops the virus cold from replicating. And a flu virus. It doesn't matter the virus. And it's that simple. We got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, including some more solutions for you. I mean, some of it may be repetitive for longtime listeners, and I apologize, but there are loads of new listeners coming on board the United States of Health Talk Radio. I will not neglect them. They need to hear this information firsthand as well. And this is what we'll do when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including one more moment of God. Stay with me.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed.
He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I want to thank Stephen Hewer again for coming on the show today. We covered the issue of Alzheimer's now being acknowledged by the scientific community to be a source in the liver, not the brain. And that's why we focus so heavily on detoxification here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including the One World Whey product that increases your production, endogenous production of glutathione, the critical point and substance to understand if your cells are to detoxify and survive and thrive, if your body, if your liver, all of that depends on your ability to eliminate waste. And of course, when you can't, the terrain is corrupted and all kinds of nasties start growing out of their containment. They're already there. You don't even have to catch them when you are intoxicated. So the One World Whey is available at One World Whey, WHEY.com. Call up Stephen Hewer, great guy. He'll actually help you out, free consult on your first call at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Rather than looking for some biotech solution that is no solution at all, we look to the gut as well, which is why my kids and I, we all take our probiotics 12 plus every day. That's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12 plus, which we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. choosetobehealthy.com. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Jonathan will help you out as well. A great guy following in the legacy of his father, Chuck, in getting healing to my listening audience, the Robert Scott Bell Show listening audience. So thank you for that, all of you, as well as the Sovereign Silver, a great supporter here. This silver hydrosol, the most active and potent form of a colloidal silver family type product, but much safer, much more active than any other form of colloidal silver I've ever come across, which is why my family utilizes Sovereign Silver. Also, don't forget the essential fats this week coming up. I'll be out with Nordic Naturals at a major scientific conference. We'll have the results of that probably on next week's show, certainly during the week on my daily show with Natural News. And by the way, tomorrow, very exciting, we're going to continue our discussion on Alzheimer's, liver health, detoxification with Dr. Rashid Batar, with Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Batar on my daily show through Natural News. So check it out, naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. And, of course, from time to time here, we have to acknowledge some absurdities, things that are so strange, so bizarre, that they can only be called...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, that's right. This week's Moment of Duh brought to you by opioids for cancer patients. Why is that? Well, they're confused, evidently. A study actually invested in this that found one-third of cancer patients on opioid drugs are confused. How is this even possible that it took a study to figure this out? If you've ever read the side effect panel of an opioid drug, you will find very much the answer to this study. Opioids, what do you expect? It takes about 10 seconds to look it up. You can go to the internet and find out. Infrequent adverse reactions in patients taking opioids for pain relief, including those on cancer chemotherapy, are dose-related respiratory depression, which means they're not going to get enough oxygen in their brains with those more potent opioids. Confusion, the second one listed, confusion. Hallucinations. How about delirium? Yes, delirium. Dizziness. And they took a study to figure out what is patently obvious, that if you are on an opioid painkiller, you're going to be confused. And one-third of cancer patients have shown that that is, in fact, the case. Thank you, Big Pharma, Big Science, for creating this confusion for which they will not allow medical marijuana, unless the states nullify them, to counteract some of the severity and side effects of chemotherapeutic agents that aren't even necessary for reversing cancer. If you heard my last week, we had Suzanne Summers on the program here, of course, during the week. Had her on my daily show as well with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. You can check out some of the archives there at naturalnews.com and naturalnews.tv. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week, bringing you information that you can't get anywhere else. If it were revealed anywhere else, they would come back and slam it in their best way possible, making you feel foolish for listening to information that is not approved by the Food and Drug Administration, for which death has become a way of life. Whereas here, the true culture of life has regained its footing in the media and bringing to you information, as I said, not approved by government. That's why it's good. That's why it doesn't expire. That's why it's non-toxic and comes with no side effects, unless you consider the side effect of good health, vitality, independence, sovereignty, all of the basic things that I think an American would value, or any human, given the opportunity and option to understand it, would value. Now, in addition to restoring the terrain with the One World Whey product to help increase glutathione production, Jonathan over there at Choose to Be Healthy also has the important whole food nutrients like selenium and chromium. Last week on my daily show, in fact, I had Christopher Barr, who you all know for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we went through it again. If you have people, your friends, family members suffering with hypoglycemia and diabetes, there's a great archive program on that topic. It was the same day I had Nick Gonzalez and Suzanne Summers on the show again, and we talked about utilizing GTF chromium, the 100 micrograms, three times a day for the most typical cases, a fourth dose in a very severe case. But if you're a type 1 diabetic, remember, it will reduce your reliance upon the insulin that they give you externally. So you want to be very careful when you start on any GTF chromium inflow with a whole food variety, because it will benefit you, but you're going to moderate and change the way you need insulin. So pay attention to that, or work with your doctor on that, but you can reduce your reliance on these things, which is a very, very good thing. Now, the Robert Scott Bell Show here every week on Genesis Communications Network and affiliates all over planet Earth. Thank you for being here. I am honored, humbled, and grateful for the opportunity to share with you a message of healing on all levels. Political included, economic included, physiological, emotional, mental. Yes, all of it's covered. And this is what we do every week on the United States of Health Talk Radio. And my job, just simply to remind you that the power to heal is yours. Remember, Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Bitar, tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnews.com. Until next week, though, rocking the health world once again. Thank you for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.